In case you missed it on Newsbreak.
The novel took me quite a long time to write and to edit down. It took me about 16 years. It's essentially the theme, there's a number of sub-themes, but the main theme is one of self-discovery, Matthew. It's about a man who's in his early 30s who finds himself going through a series of distressing experiences in South Africa, and he sort of almost runs away or escapes to India looking for salvation in whatever sort it is. And it comes through various experiences in a number of cities in India.
You have held numerous positions in your career, but you are mostly recognized as an entrepreneur. With that said, what then compelled you to begin writing a novel?
I think everyone has a book within them. To be honest, Matthew, I only became an entrepreneur around about 2013. The novel was written back in 2006, and it took me about 16 years to edit it down. So when I started the novel, it was when I was sort of an engineer, but at the same time, I was also doubling over as an economist. As I wrote each word, the next word came, and it all just unraveled into a novel eventually that, well, I still wasn't satisfied with. I had to edit it down to something that I found sort of more punchy and more exciting.
Now, the title of the book, Dalliance with Destiny, is quite an interesting one. So can you tell us more of the significance of it?
Well, the character is not exactly aligned with himself. I'm talking about the main character. He finds he's unsure whether he's in control of his destiny or is destiny or fate controlling him. Dalliance, if I can use a synonym, we can probably use dance. So it's almost like he's dancing steps with destiny itself. Who's in control? Is he in control or is destiny in control?
And we also hear that you're an avid reader and you have quite a vast collection of books in your library, especially ones on South African Indian indenture. Is that right?
Without sounding boastful, I probably have one of the largest collection of books on Indian South Africans. I think it's very important to, in order to understand yourself, you need to have a good understanding of your history. Without a history, you don't exactly know where you belong, which is exactly one of the themes of this novel.
And Aman, in many instances, authors don't stop at their debut novel. So can we expect more from you in the future as a storyteller?
There are a lot more stories within me that I'd like to unpack. But I think a lot depends on how the reader reacts to my novel. Yes, there's definitely further tales that I'd like to send out into the public realm. I don't want to typecast it as an Indian novel, because I've written it in a very secular manner. I think anyone who has a love affair for India, because the novel is set about 75% in India, would take to the book. So it doesn't have to be an Indian South African. It doesn't even have to be a person of Indian descent. For example, England has always had a love affair with India. So a person from England would enjoy knowing the history of India itself. It's written in a very international format. You don't need to be familiar with South Africa or India to appreciate the novel. But at the same time, if you do have a love for India, it is something that you'll quite take to.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.